This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The deadline for an agreement on sharing the Colorado River is just a week away. For the Mountain West News Bureau, David Condos of KUER has more.
The seven states of the Colorado River Basin have until November 11th to come to a consensus about how to split the river's dwindling water supply. Mark Stilson is an engineer with the Colorado River Authority of Utah, one of the agencies involved with the negotiations. He says his team remains hopeful the states can reach a deal.
They've closed the gap significantly. They are working on finishing up and hammering out the details of what's left to do. And so I think there's still a lot of optimism that we'll have an agreement in principle.
If they don't, the federal government could step in and make a plan for them. Either way, it could mean less water for Utah, from farmers' irrigation to cities' reservoirs. Mike Drake is deputy state engineer with the Utah Department of Water Rights.
We scale water use according to the water availability every single year, every week of the year. And so the idea of curtailment is not new.
But it's typically done on a small local scale, rather than across an entire river basin. That is something Drake says would be unprecedented.
That was David Condos for the Mountain West News Bureau. Most of the Northern Front Range is under a red flag warning today as strong winds and dry air raise the risk of wildfires. Gusts up to 40 miles per hour are expected across the western Denver suburbs and eastern Boulder County, with winds up to 55 miles per hour near the foothills. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service warn humidity levels are dangerously low, which could cause any spark to quickly spread. Residents are urged to avoid outdoor burning, secure loose items, and report any signs of smoke right away. The red flag warning expires at 5 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.